Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We're going to greet each and every one of you today with greetings from the Lord. I know you know that it is a trying time at this time, but nevertheless, it's a good day to be with Jesus. It's a good day to praise and worship him for his wondrous acts among men. We thank God for our life, health, and strength today. We thank God for you, and you being wherever you are at this moment, trusting that you are able to hear us today. We trust that you have means to hear us today also, and give us a call too at 347-857-3925. Just give us a call and let us know that you hear us today. Okay? Now, we know anything may be happening today, but if you are able, okay, we want to pray for you. Okay, call us and let us know what you want us to pray for. And we know that you're going to be praying also for this virus that's running rampant and everybody's losing it around, which it shouldn't. This is the time to trust God. Did you hear what I'm saying? This is the time to trust God. If you never trusted him before, you need to ask who he is, so that you can trust him, okay? I know you can have a whole lot of negative things shot at you right about now. But listen, don't think about those negative speaking people. So half of them ain't never even been to church. You see what I'm saying? Don't you think, oh, let me stop. Praise God. Let me. I want you to know today I'm getting off here. I want you to know today that I'm here today. You hear I'm here, don't you? Amen. I wasn't here yesterday, but I'm here today. I'm here today. And go call your friends. Call your enemies, friends, call whoever. Sick and suffering, call whoever. The agnostics, the atheists, and all the rest of them. Call them today. Because this is their day. They need to hear what thus saith the Lord. Okay? Yes, you need to hear. They need to hear too. You know, I know you got some friends that they need to hear something today. I know. We want you to be well today, okay? Don't take undue, unnecessary chances, okay, with you or your children today. Okay? Don't take unnecessary chances, all right? And cause either one, I don't want none of y'all to leave here, okay? No, I don't want you to leave here. I'm holding you tightly here. Did you hear that? Okay, here's Sister Dan.
Boy, go on in the fella. I'm on
the road. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you are King of kings and Lords of lords. You are that conquering Lion of Judah. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for allowing us to see this day, Lord, Father God, a day that was not promised to us, Lord, Father, but a gift from you, Lord. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Lord, Father, for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Father, we give you all honor and glory and praise, Lord Father, thanking you, Lord Father, for just this day, Lord Father. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord Father, you know each and every person, name by name, Lord Father, you know what they're in need of. And Heavenly Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you right now, Lord Father, for your will being done right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hold before you Vern, Lord Father. We ask you, Lord Father, to give her traveling mercies, Lord Father. Cover her right now, Lord Father God, with the blood right now from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, as she go into work, Lord, Father God, touch her staff, touch the workplace right now, Lord, Father. Touch the minds, Lord, Father, of the people right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Strengthen them right now, letting them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Lord, Father. And, Father, we just say thank you. We glorify and magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, for all those, Lord, Father God, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, that have asked for prayer, and, Father, that we have prayed, Lord, Father, our listeners, Lord, Father God, touch and agree with us, Lord, Father, as we pray for them. We thank you for all those that you have brought out of the hospitals, out of comas, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for making ways out of no ways for them right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, I ask that you continue, Lord, Father God, to strengthen your prayer warriors, Lord, Father, as they continue to touch and agree with us, praying, Lord, Father God, not only for our prayer list, Lord, those on our prayer list, Lord, Father, but on their prayer list as well, Lord, Father. We thank you for hearing our prayers, Lord, Father. Mostly we also thank you for answering them right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to touch Kaylin right now, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch his upper respiratory system right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, continue to keep his lungs open right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those, Lord Father, that are suffering from the coronavirus, Lord Father. We know that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, as we ask you to touch their upper respiratory system, Lord Father, as they seek your face right now, Lord Father, calling upon you, Lord. Father, asking, Lord Father God, for forgiveness, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for hearing their cries right now, Lord Father. We even pray, Lord Father God, for those in China, in Australia, Father, even the United States, Lord Father. No nation, Lord Father God, is untouched, Lord. And Father, we thank you for keeping your people right now, Lord Father God, under your wings right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over our neighborhoods, our homes, our jobs right now, Lord Father, including our vehicles right now, Lord Father. We thank you for the blood covering right now in the name of Jesus. Father, just like the children of Israel placed the blood over their doorposts, Lord Father, we place in the blood, Father God, of our posts, Lord Father, our spiritual house, Lord Father, our natural house, Lord Father, of our neighborhoods, Lord Father, our city, our state, our region, Lord Father. We thanking you right now, Lord Father God, for just seeing that blood, Father God, and passing over right now in the name of Jesus. Father, continue to touch our listeners, Lord Father. Keep them in the ark of safety right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord. We thank you for supplying groceries. We thank you, Lord Father, for every bill being paid in full right now. Father, we thank you for peace of mind, Lord Father, comfort right now in you in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord Father God, for touching my apostle right now, Lord Father. Father, continue to keep her covered under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to touch Pastor Sharon's entire household right now, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for the blood covering it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. knowing, Lord, Father God, that nothing is too hard for you. We give you honor, glory, and praise for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do, Lord, Father. So, Father, we ask you for the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord, Father, as it come forth, Lord, Father. We ask, Lord, Father, for the spirit of discernment right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over this broadcast, Lord, canceling every assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast. We render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. And Holy Ghost, we ask you to have your way. Father, we ask that you decrease my apostle and bishop right now, Lord. Father, as you increase in them, Lord, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Again, we thank God for the prayer that come forth from Sister Diane. And we trust that, you know, you were mentioned in the prayer. If not, we ask God to touch you that say you weren't mentioned, okay? Then you can call us, 347-857-3925, and call us. And give us a little buzz and let us know, okay? Amen. We want you to be happy, okay? Don't worry, be happy. You know, I guess we need to sing that song today, don't we? God is good to us, you know. I thank God for it, you know. I thank God for my being here, too.
Amen.
All right, let me give you this little word. I give you this one here, okay? A trusted friend is a sea of sincerity, a continent of concern, a universe of understanding, and a galaxy of generosity. A trusted friend is a sea of sincerity, continent of concern, a universe of understanding, and a galaxy of generosity. Do you have a friend like that? Oh, my. Trusted friend. Amen. Well, today is Thursday, and there are lots of events going on. Is that right? In everybody's neighborhood, in everybody's country and county and state, isn't it? Something is going on. And not saying we like it, right? Doesn't mean we like what is going on, but we have no choice right at this moment. Think about that. All right. Now today, I'm going into a strange. We like to pray the rest of the day, so to speak, with you, praise God and all. But I'm going to give you this word here. You know, I want you to listen to it. What the Bible is saying. Bible is saying it's where I'm at today, okay? Now bear with me, you know, make sure you know when you start to coming on with the Bible, then the devil wanna make everything make your eyes look like something in them, sand and everything else done. Praise God. But know this, we love you. We really do. You know. And we've told you that many times. Those that listen on a continual basis, we love you. And those that are just now listening, just browsing through, you know, we thank God for you that do stop and listen, okay? And we want to pray your best also in Jesus' name. Praise God. We want to pray your best because God is good now. Let me tell you. Without God, we can do nothing. If that's all I say today, amen. Without him, we can't do nothing. And what he's doing, he's doing. There's a reason for him doing everything that he does. Think about this. Many of you now talking about, oh, I thought they were church folks. They ain't going to church. They let the church be closed instead of going on. As soon as they're going on in the church because the government say don't go in there, you know, then you'll say, oh, they sure don't listen to it. I thought they were saved. You see, so you can't win for losing, can you, with people? They always got something to say, especially if they've never been to church, don't go to church, hate God, and all of this. Now, that's not my message, but I'm just talking about people, period. This is the way people are today. You know, if you do, they with you. If you don't, they with you. Then if you do, they don't. Then when they, you know, same thing. You know, you can't please everybody. So you got to do what? Please God. Okay? Remember now, I'm just reflecting on something just a few minutes. Years ago, when we would tell, when we would tell them about having church in the home, all the people was having a fit, huh? They don't want to have no church at home, man. And that's where they were having church in their homes before, huh? And all in the New Testament, they was in the homes, wasn't it? Amen. Having church. When Jesus started the church, the disciples and all of them that became Christians was having church in the homes. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay, what was wrong with that, huh? You're still serving God. Then as soon as they start building these fine cathedrals and all, you got something to say about that. You know, you're confused. You don't know what you want, do you? Huh? Think about it now. You don't know what you want. I know this is time to talk about it, ain't it? Mm-hmm. Now you know I'm going to talk about it. I know I don't get very many friends, huh, like that. But those of you that do know the truth is the truth. All right? We don't know what we want. See? One want abortion, another one don't. One want the government to give us the money, and then you got another preacher hollering, hey, no, he shouldn't. Well, he must be got a bank load of money, huh, at his place, don't he? I bet he ain't giving no money, is he? He ain't gonna give nobody no money. If he see him hungry, laying out, getting it put out in the street, he ain't gonna give him no money. You see? So we got different opinions all over the place. Now, which one are you? Think about. What do you do? Are you concerned about what God is concerned about? What did he make you to do? Okay? Think about that. Now, I could get on my soapbox this day, you know. Praise God. Y'all didn't hear from me yesterday, you know. I mean, the former broadcast, you did hear from me. But that's okay. I'm here today. I'm in Ezra, 9th chapter. Ezra, the Old Testament. Now, I found it very interesting now. I may read the entire chapter. It ain't that many verses, okay? Okay, and I'm going to stop as I go along. In Ezra, the 9th chapter. Ezra, the 9th chapter. Okay? And it goes thus. Now when these things were done, the prince came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land, doing according to their abomination, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Moabites, and the Egyptians and the Amorites. Now, they haven't did what? Think about this now. This is an easy one. The prince came to me saying, the people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land. Now, we've been hollering and preaching about separating ourselves from the world. You know, don't bring the world into the church. We have been talking this for a while now, haven't we? people, churches, well, some of them, the ones that brought them into the world, they ain't saying nothing, all right? But the priests and Levites have not separated themselves. Well, those have not separated themselves. I believe round about now they should be separated, don't you think? Hmm? Come on. I'm just giving you something to think about what's in the Bible. The second verse says, for they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, so that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. The holy seed have been mingled. Did you hear what I'm saying? Have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yea, the hand of the prince and rulers have been chief in the in this trespass. They were leading. Huh? Did you hear what they say? Had been chief in this trespass. In other words, they were leaders in this trespassing. Hmm? Not doing what they were supposed to. Now, this is what the Bible talking about. I'm just trying to give you something what the Bible said. We don't pay attention to these little small Bible chapters. And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle and pluck off the hairs of my head and off my beard and sat down astonished. Can you? This is one of them things you sit down and say, won't you? This would be something you say, Then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the words of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that have been carried away. And I said, astonished until the evening sacrifice. Now, that is something to amaze you, isn't it? What did he say? Yea, the hands of the prince and rulers had been chief in this trespass. Were you one of the leaders in the trespasses against God? Leading the people astray? To keep themselves connected, you know how they tell it. Well, you know you ought to, get one of them in the church. Oh, you ought to do this and do that and all this stuff, and cause you to do a transgress against God.
Come on now.
Huh? Because you wanted your church, your business, your regard to be like everybody else. You want to get up there and you want to shake, 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 but shake the wrong way.
Jesus.
Come on, I ain't going to say nothing else on that. He said, then were assembled unto me everyone that trembled at the word of the God of Israel, because of the transgression of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. When God began to reveal things to his people, you have to sit in amazement at what he's saying. What he's showing you that the people doing that, they think it's right. Okay? There's a lot of things that people are doing at this hour that they feel it is right. But God doesn't. All right? Now, which way are you going? Think about it today. Who are you going with today? Who are you going to stand with? And at the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. I got to do something. Now, this is the time here everybody say, amen, amen. I got to do something, God. This is your time to spread out your hand, fall on your knees, spread your hands out before the Lord. to say, you got to do something. Say, Lord, I got to do something here. I cannot just sit by and watch all of this that's going on, and I know that you've been warning us for a while now. Come on. You've been warning us. But so many people did not want to be talked about. They didn't want people, they want everybody to like them.
Come on.
They let it go by. Hmm? They did not separate themselves from who you told them to separate themselves from. They wanted to hold on to them because, you know, oh, yeah, Lord. Everybody needs salvation. Don't you know God? No, he made a way for everybody to get saved, but he know that everybody ain't going to get saved. Why do you think he calls some righteous and some unrighteous? There's two greater people, aren't there? Is that right?
Amen.
Now, if I'm wrong, y'all can just tell me. Go tell me that's wrong. Ain't no two greater people, okay? Huh? He got those two people there. Huh? Because he did. Go listen to the two words, good and evil. A good and bad, either one of them words you want to read, mean the same. See, you could say either one of them. All right, it's good. All right, this is what he said. And said, oh, my God. You know when you're really feeling something and it feels like, oh, Lord, this is very astonishing to you, isn't it? You begin to say, oh, you put that O in it. My God. I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee. My God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses grown up unto the heavens. Lord, how many done reached you? Huh? All of this hath reached God. You might have thought you were hiding, but you cannot hide from God. Do you hear what I'm saying today? You don't hear me, do you? Huh? He said, our iniquities are increased over our head. And you want to know what's going on in the world. Hmm? He had started some years back. Warning after warning. Huh? And God was what? Wanted you to repent. Change your ways. Stop being greedy after filthy lucre. Huh? Not being immoral. All these things and then some, God had been warning each person. But you don't want to hear the prophets. You don't want to hear the preacher, what the preachers say. You want to do what you want to do because you feel like you've grown. But you know what is grown? He say, our trespasses is grown up into heaven. They done gone all the way up to heaven, your trespasses. The stuff that you think and do evil is run all the way up into heaven. This is where you repent right now. This is where you be honest with yourself right now. Think about it now. I'm just reading what the Bible says now. Think about it. Since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day. You ain't never stopped. But God has been merciful in me, hasn't he? All these years you've been on earth and I've been on earth, God has been so merciful to us. So something has been going on. And what has been happening? We have been playing with the ideas all this time to trespassing against God, and nobody would tell us that we are trespassing because nobody wanted to hurt your feelings. You know how you say, well, you ain't supposed to hurt nobody's feelings. Hurt my feelings so I can get to heaven. Don't sit up and lie to me. You gonna go to hell for helping me lie. See? Pushing me to lie. Okay? People do these things and have done these things. But because when there is a voice that rises up, raises itself up, a voice that raises itself to tell you the truth, you want to cut them off. Come on now. But oh, Lord God, to be, and if he wanted them to be a leader, then they are a leader. They would be the Ezra of today. Because Ezra dared to do what? Say something. He said, now, there have been a great trespass since the days of our fathers. There have been a great trespass. Great. But God was merciful, wasn't he, all that time? And he's still merciful right now. He's still giving you change. All right, let's finish reading. All right, he said, and for our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered unto the hand of the kings of the land. Now, all these priests, where are they? Where are they in there? They on the devil's side talking about, well, you know, ain't nothing wrong with if they like another woman, ain't nothing wrong if they like another man. If they ain't long, you know, always it ain't nothing wrong. And I got this, and I saw all these people got that. I told you sometimes back, I say, people, watch out, because in the air, when them earthquakes, tremors, everything, them volcanoes erupted, I say it did what? It dispensed something in the air. And you got to pray, because if you don't, what did I tell you it's going to do? Going to make you sick. Told you that. Was it last year or year before last or whatever time when they was happening, 3 and 4 earthquakes, 4 and 5 earthquakes was happening one after another. See, it cracks open the earth. It's of Egypt and everything. All these things, they come up. And not only that, you have the scientists digging up stuff that God hid. Do you hear me? But you want to say that I don't know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about when God reveals what I'm talking about. But you just didn't get there yet, so I tried to get you there to be a jump ahead of what the devil was fixing to do. And God allowed him to do. God allowed this stuff to come forth. Because of what? Your trespasses, as we're reading here in Ezra now, according to your trespasses, huh? And I go back there too. You know, I'll go back there quickly, right? He said, yea, the hands of the prince and the rulers have been chief in this trespass. When they wouldn't separate themselves from these things. It's what? We should be in. Well, they just don't, because they ain't got many people. Well, right now, I think you would like to have not many people too. Amen? God knew what he was doing when he put us on the phone. Did you hear what I say? Hello? When we talk to people all over the world on the phone, God put us on there because he knew what was coming forth. Have you ever had church at home? We didn't have a building. We had church at home. And people laughed at us. in the book. So how you going to degrade people like that? You know, you see, you open your mouth before you find out what God's saying. That means you didn't know what God was saying in the first place. Huh? But you want to do what? Why you want to tell that person? You don't know whether they're a prophet or not. Keep your mouth shut. They could be a false prophet, but they're a prophet, ain't they? Huh? Come on now. Think about it. They still a prophet. God called them, whether they false, they went into to be a fake one. He still got called them, didn't he? To be the fake. Oh, I just thought I'd throw that in. Since your fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day, as it is this day. We are in a confused place. Everybody's confused. But I don't hear folks saying, you know how most people say, well, what happened to God? Well, why God ain't do this? Well, God can do this. And now all of a sudden God can do it. Huh? We've been telling you that for years, what God can do, but you ain't believe it. But all of a sudden you want to know, why can't God stop this? Did you hear what he said? You was what? Trespassing? You wouldn't separate yourself? You gave yourself an excuse to do what is wrong? I realize that everything that God has been doing in my life now, I don't know about yours, you know yours, was setting me up for what was coming. Preparing me. And people didn't understand. Say, why you go through so much? Why you go through so much? Why you go through so much? Somebody going to have to be able to stand when things go down and nobody's holding on. People are, I got a message that people are killing themselves because they're losing their job. They ain't losing their jobs per se, but if the business closed, it closed. You find something else to do because God, if God is for you, who can be against you? Huh? Think about it now. You don't lose faith because you lose a job. You ain't going to kill yourself because you the business gone out, gone wherever it went to. Huh? You don't do that. I sure pray ain't none of y'all on this line than to do nothing stupid. Huh? What if God turned it around by tomorrow? And the business is, okay. What if? Think about it now. What if he do? What if he make another way for you? Just that's a what if. Okay. But according to scripture, you have to pay for what you do. Okay. All right, I'm going to go on now. I just have to give you something here. When I read this, this has really got to me. He said, now, the eighth verse, I want you to hear this. Now for a little space, grace had been showed from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place. He gave us something secure. It's sure. S-U-R-E. It's sure. A nail, when you put a nail in wall or wherever you put it at, it stands in a sure place, don't it? It ain't going nowhere, is it? Well, God has given us something where we don't have to go nowhere else but up. Okay? In his holy place. A nail in his holy place. We have a sure place in him. It's what he's trying to say here. The Bible is telling us all these years ago when Ezra was written that our God may lighten our eyes and give us the little reviving in our bondage. We are now in bondage, are we not? And he should. No, we should allow God to lighten our eyes right about now. Enlighten us, Jesus. Ask him right now. Enlighten us, Lord. Enlighten us, Lord. Because when you enlighten our eyes, and then he give us reviving in our bondage. We in bondage right about now because of sin, because of our trespasses. Oh, my God, my God, my God. We need to get up. Shake off all of the filth and all of disappointments and, oh, Lord, and everything else that have made us angry. And we need to get ourselves right and repent and everything else right. You just do it all right now. Huh? Those of you that God is calling to leadership, you need to get yourself right too. Because according to the scripture, the leaders was the headline. Leaders was the headline. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Got us in bondage. Because they taught us, instead of teaching us the way, yes, people going to get mad. They always do get mad when the truth come out. Didn't you know that? Huh? When the truth is told, people get mad. They do. Because of what? They don't want to hear the truth. When you are in God, really anchored in God, you don't mind they get mad. They'll be fine. When they marinate in it for a while, they marinate in that truth for a while, and they come to realize that you weren't talking to them per se, but it was God that was talking to them to keep them straight, to keep them out of mischief, to keep them from committing trespasses against him. And he didn't want them to trespass against him. So he sent somebody in your life to do that. But because they weren't rich, famous, but you know what I thought about? People say we ain't famous. But you know we famous. No, we famous. You know why? Why people talk about us so? So that means we famous, ain't it? Woo! Did y'all get that? That was a nice little revelation. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thought, you know, we was misfit. But God did what? Revive us in our bondage. We are in bondage now in all of this. But God revived us. Yes, yes, yes. By me. Yes, he did. I don't know about you. But we were bondmen, yet our God had not forsaken us in our bondage. Ain't that good? It looks like everything has come at a standstill, right? But isn't that the way God works? Think about it now. God always works when you think he's not working. Listen now. He always is working when you think he's not working. And it's all geared to see who's going to stand. Who's going to wait it out regardless of what happened? Come on. Think about it now. Are you going to give up, throw in the towel, kill yourself and all of that stuff? I ain't going that way. Not me. I don't know about y'all. See? I know he's going to do something. He say, but had extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia. Now, you know who the kings of Persia is. They ain't meaning you no good is. Huh? To give us a reviving to set up the house of our God. Now, listen, all of this is to do what? Set up the real true church. That army that's coming forth. Those that have been in the background. Those that you don't know. that you poke fun at. Those are God's bringing forth in his army that's going to march forward because they've been revived. And they're the ones going to set up the house of our God and to repair. You didn't hear this. And to repair the desolations thereof and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Hey, we got something going here. You see what I'm saying? Don't look at it right now. Oh, well, you know, you look at this. I can't go shopping no more. As a friend say, the gas done gone low and we ain't got nowhere to go. I say, you're so true, girl. You're so true. I say, God has to take it all from you. It don't matter that you rich. It don't matter that you got a whole bank load of money. It can't stop this, can it? Can it stop this? No. When God let loose something up in there, look at the locusts all over those countries that the locusts, is, swarms of locusts is going for. Think about it. You know what? Nah, I ain't got no scripture for it, and I'll tell you just like it is, but I'll tell you what came to me was when them earthquakes was all around, you know them locusts that Pharaoh had. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. You see them locusts come back up and swarm all over the place? Still over there, ain't it? Did they go anywhere? God, what, they disappeared, didn't they? The locusts disappeared? Come on, y'all. Y'all don't hear me now. Listen, huh? Now all of a sudden they're back. The earth open up. I'm just giving y'all something to think about. Stop. Get out the box. Okay? Just get out the box. Think out the box. Praise God. Ah, Lord. Oh, jeez, I felt that, y'all. Listen. He said, God, and to repair the desolations thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. Now, and now, I love it when the prophets and will say, oh, our God, you ever did that? When you really want, you just want God to hear. You know you want God to hear you now. Oh, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken the commandments, thy commandments. And all of this is going on because you did what? You forsaken the commandments of God. You doing your own thing. The churches have done their own thing. And they want others to follow. And others have followed them. Nobody want to be where God want them to be. Everybody want to be where they want to be. It ain't about where I want to be. It's where God wants me to be. Yes, I bucked against some of it because you didn't want to do it. Natural man didn't want to do it. But you have to do it anyway, so you might as well go ahead and do it. I'm telling you from experience. You might as well go ahead and do it because you're still going to have to pay for it. When he told you to go, you didn't go because he's a time God. He does everything on time, and he has everything set up for you at that time that he have you in a certain place. But if you don't be there, you can't get it done now, can you? So therefore, you forsook the commandment that he gave you. Come on now, you might as well be truthful. If you know you done it. Come on, you know you done it. Come on now. Which thou hast commanded by the servants, the prophets, saying, the land into which you go to possess it is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the land, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Do that sound like the land of today, people? Don't that sound like the land of today? Filthiness is on every corner, just about, ain't it? Everywhere, you don't even know what's in people's houses no more. You don't know even, Lord have mercy, we won't go there because y'all don't want to get, I don't want y'all to get crazy, okay? You don't know what's going on today. So many things is happening, and everything looks so cute and so fine, and that big mansion over there looks good. You and all them diamonds on your hand, every finger, including the thumb. Huh? You think you got it going on, don't you? Everybody want to be like, let's put this out. Everybody want to be like Beyonce, don't they? The preacher want to be like Beyonce. Everybody, the members want to be like Beyonce. Everybody want to be like her. They call her the queen. Uh-huh. She the queen. Queen of what? She not my queen now. That's y'all queen. Okay? She's a pretty person. Yeah. But you don't know what's behind all of that. You don't know what's going on. So how are you going to idolize her? And then you're going to talk about your preacher. Come on, talk to me now. Oh, you idolize her and everything is everything. If she tell you ain't no Jesus, you'll believe her. But your preacher you won't believe. Now, don't you think something wrong with that picture? Something wrong here. Hey, I know you didn't like that talking about your sweetheart. Okay. He said, now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither like their daughters unto your, take your daughters unto your son. Nor seek their peace or their wealth. Oh, did you hear what I just came up on that scripture now. We want to seek their wealth, don't we? We'll do anything to be wealthy, don't you? Some people will. I found out something according to the scripture. I am wealthy. You know, when Jesus supplies my every need, I'm wealthy. Do you have to go around begging? You just believing. Believe God. Believe what he say and do what he say. Then he left heaven to do what? To make us rich, didn't he? So when he made me rich, he made me wealthy. I have everything that I need when I need it. Huh? Your sons nor seek their peace or their wealth forever. You don't seek another person's wealth. He said, don't even seek their peace because you don't know how peaceful they are. They smile when they before cameras. They smile when they before you, but they don't have no peace. The next thing you know, they done killed themselves. You say, well, why they do that? They was out here just talking and smiling. Huh? Then you know when it's something wrong. You of God, God lets you know when things are wrong. And you can pray for them or try to talk to them. But they don't want to talk. They say, yes, I'm fine. I'm good. They'll be good. They get ready to take their life. And they talking about they good. But start talking to the person if you have a chance. Start talking to them. Call them or something. You don't know how who's finna start to kill themselves. Now, if they don't answer the phone or don't call you back, ain't nothing you can do with that. But call God. Okay? That ye may be strong and eat the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. God has prepared a way for you and I. God has already did it. Don't matter what it looked like. I know they people are stockpiling toilet paper, but they ain't saying nothing about stocking up the food. They'll do this. They're going to eat the toilet paper? I don't know. People seem like they done got off track here. All of a sudden it's about toilet paper. You know? But it ain't nothing to say pile up some scriptures so you will have some scriptures. Huh? How about piling up the word in your heart? You know, get plenty of that. Get enough of that for this week. So if you don't get to church this week, you got something to carry you through. Maybe next week. And if you don't, you go back to the drawing board. That you may be strong now. We want you to be strong. I'm believing you to be strong. That's why I'm talking to you today. Eat the good of the land. We're going to eat all the good of the land. Now, you know, if I ask every one of you, God has provided for you in this time when they told you to get more food. Now, ordinarily, your money wouldn't stretch. But somehow you got more food than you realized you had. And water and stuff. You got, and toilet paper. You had to tell, now, if you ain't got no toilet paper, I don't know what happened to you. Okay? How many people in your house? You go get some, get your extra stuff. You could have bought more than six rolls. Because you know six rolls don't last you anyway. Yes, but some people do, but some people ain't going to give it. You will find a good person would do that, okay, because they know the person don't have that much money. They will do all that extra stuff.
Compassion.
You see, but that's where compassion come in. He said, after all that is come upon us, our evil deeds. Now, God did all that even though we did evil. Can you believe that he did all that for us? Just for us.
Good morning, Apostle Florida. How are you this beautiful day?
Oh, just fine.
Amen. 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 We thank God for the word from Apostle Porter this morning. When Apostle Porter was reading those scriptures, it just reminded me that the word of God let us know that there's nothing new under the sun. And a lot of times we don't want to believe that if he said there's nothing new under the sun, there is nothing new under the sun. And when the woman of God was talking about the earthquakes and the locusts and the everything, it just reminded me of the word of God saying there's nothing new under the sun. What the word of God let us know about in the biblical days, in the time of Joshua and Moses, that people sin against God. And when the sin comes up before God, and it's overwhelming. In other words, he's a long-suffering God, but there comes a time when the sin comes up to him, then there's action. Why? Because God had to let the people know that I am God, and there is none other but you. And it always comes to bring us back into a place where we have to come into a place of repentance. And repentance of what? The things that you allow, the things that you do, the thing that you know what God has spoken in his word, but you choose not to, like the woman of God said. People are going to say, well, don't judge me. You're not perfect. You did it. You sinned. But you know what? But Ezra did knew when Ezra realized the condition. And who is Ezra? God's mouthpiece, God's priest. And when Ezra realized the condition why we are in this position, he was the first partaker of it. And a lot of people believe that they're exempt. But no one is exempt from what's going on. Just like in Egypt time with Pharaoh, if they did not listen to the instruction of Moses, when God gave Moses the information, Moses, this is what you're going to do. It's the same thing right now. When God says something is about to happen, he means exactly that. But you know what? We thank God this morning for being a merciful God. He's a merciful God where he will cover you. He'll cover you because what? He tells you that in his word. He lets you know in his word he will cover you. He will keep you. He will not allow anything to come nigh your dwelling. Now, he didn't tell you it won't happen around you, but he tell you he will protect you. And right now, even in Psalm 91, when we look at Psalm 91, and it talks about verse 4, he shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wing shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And verse 5 said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. Now, it's the same thing. When things were going on in Ezra's time, they had to go and double check. Everyone had to double check themselves. Why? Because they found out specific instructions. They were intermingling. In other words, okay, you saved, you sanctified, and God told you not to be unequally yoked with an unbeliever, meaning that the person said, well, I can't, my salvation can save that person. No, God didn't tell you to do that. So the priest them broke a lot of the commandments of God. But you know what? When they came down to get themselves right, they repented. And now is not the time to allow pride to come in anyone's life. We cannot allow pride to come in. We cannot allow what will people say to come in our life. We cannot say they won't believe I'm saved. But what you want to do is you want to correct yourself. You want to make sure you're in right standing with God. The president is doing all he can. But this is the time for the people of God to come together. This is the time for you to tell the children it's time to pray. This is the time that we all should call on the name of the Lord. Ezra did not say, I'm the priest. The prophet cannot say, I'm the prophet. No one can use their title. But what you can do is, because when it comes to God, everybody has to humble themselves as a child before him and pray and seek God's face. Because it's so important for us to do that. And Ezra, he called on the name of the Lord. He was concerned. Why? Because of the condition. And when we look around us right now, we have to be concerned of the condition. The condition even our young people don't realize how serious everything is. Everyone just keeps saying, what, blowing it out of proportion. Because they don't realize. And I remember yesterday I had to ask the question, did your grandmama teach you about the Word of God? I asked a young lady that question. Do you know what the Bible talks about? Do you know about Revelation? She said, yes, but this is not it. And I said to her, how you know this is not it? And she wasn't taking anything serious. But I said, you know what? Follow what your pastor tells you. It's time to pray. It's really time to pray. And when you pray, don't say it's my neighbor. Don't say it's my children. Don't say it's my husband or my wife. It is me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Cry out to him and repent for the sins of our fathers and our forefathers. Why? Where we have turned, where we have allowed, where we did not stand, and we allow what people say to intimidate us. We allow the trials of life to cause you to shrink back. But now is the time to stand forth and declare the word of the Lord. Now is the time to call for a place of repentance. And I don't mean we just, the person that is drinking. No. Repent means, am I in right standing with God? Seek God and ask God, is there an area in my life that I have not given to you that I need you to work on? Because I need, oh God, when you, just like in the time of Moses, that he told him to apply the blood on the home. But we need the blood of Jesus to be upon us, our physical body, y'all. You need the blood of Jesus to cover you so you can go through this storm and ask God to prepare you to stand. Now, it's not the time, like the woman of God said, to decide, I'm going to leave here. The word of God told us that. People are going to ask the stone, the mountain to fall on them. Men's hearts will fail them. The word already told us that. But we cannot allow fear. But we can stand on the word of God. And you know what? Change the atmosphere in your own house. Now is the time you'll get to know how to deal with one another, y'all. Think about it. Mothers and fathers, you bring forth the child into the world. But now you're going to find out your child got your personality. You will find out you're going to have to build back that relationship. The school is not there to help you babysit anymore. So today begin a new day. We are in a new day, y'all, where we're going to have to go back to what our parents and grandparents told us about it. We have to come together and pray as a family and as a community. Your community is your family, y'all. So pray ye for one another and know that Ezra realized the condition. He started to do action. We are to do the same thing. Don't allow pride to come in your life. Now is not the time for pride. Now is the time to walk in the spirit of humility and know that God is able to do all things. And the word of God is for now, y'all. I mean, we heard some report that the things that have hit the newspaper, there's areas, there's countries that are actually locked down. And the people are saying, we're not going to die from this virus. We're dying from what? We're going to die from starvation. And we were reminded that what? God always sends people to tell you prepare. And I'm reminded, a lot of people don't like when we repeat this. 10 years ago, we were told, prepare. God said, prepare yourself, not just physically, but spiritually. So prepare yourself with the word of God. If you don't know the whole Bible, get to know how some scriptures that you can keep in your heart that you might not sin against God. Have the word of God implanted in your heart. And you got to refresh your mind daily with the word of God. And we were told this long time ago, y'all, almost 20-something years ago. And look now, we are walking in some of those things now. This is the time to seek God as never before. And remember, God is still God. God is still on the throne. And God reigns forevermore. So don't allow the enemy to allow you to say, so to blaspheme the Holy Spirit, to talk against God in your foolishness, not knowing God is the one that's giving you the grace and the mercy. The devil, he comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. Always remember that. He comes to kill, steal, and to destroy you. But Jesus say he comes that you may have life more abundantly. So remember, y'all, cover yourself under the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood of Jesus. Apply the word over your household, your subdivision, your neighborhood. Pray that God may grant y'all grace and mercy. Because he promised you that. And you know he's a God, he cannot lie. He can do what he wants to do. He is still God. And the children of Israel, he protected them from the death angel. He protected them from the plague. He protected them when the water was turned into blood. He protected them in the wilderness. But you have to call upon the name of the Lord. You've got to put your trust in God. You can't put your trust in your what? Your job. Now we're going to find out your job. See? Your job. But you're going to put your trust in God. And pray that God will give you the divine favor that your job would what? Pay you while you're home. Oh, God will give a divine favor for the ones that don't have what they need. He will put you in the right place at the right time. I'm reminded that the woman that we were taught this, God will make provision for his people. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. So today, we just want to encourage you to cry out before God. Now is the time to seek him like never before and know that God is able to do all things. Be blessed.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For Pastor Sharon and also Apostle Ann. And prayer, amen, is the key. And I say it's praying time. Amen. Oh, he said, look to the hills, for which cometh our help. And all our help come from the Lord, which made the heavens and made the earth. Praise the Lord. And this is what Israel done. When the children of Israel, praise God, were turning in the way of all these ites and marrying these pagan women and stuff. Amen. Israel, amen, had to tell them. In verse 13, now we are being punished because of our wickedness and our great guilt. But we have actually been punished far less than we deserve for you. Our God have allowed some of us to survive as a remnant. God always have a remnant out of remnant. Amen. Going to serve him and be faithful, amen, unto him. Amen. Regardless of what's going on. Amen. We are living in trying times. Amen. We are facing, praise God, a major crisis throughout, amen, our nation, praise God, even in other nations and countries, praise God. But, oh, we got a Savior that is able to do abundantly and above that all that we can ask or think according to the power that lies within us, praise God. It's praying time. And Israel, amen, as we go on down to chapter 10, the people confess their sins, praise God. And it's funny about our nation, praise God. Men, they won't repent, praise God. Everything that God say do, amen, the world, amen, contradict and say we can do, huh? God say, amen, men not supposed to marry men, women's not supposed to marry women, praise God. Man, then I made a law, amen, that they can do what they want to do, amen. Praise God, amen. They doing this, they're doing that. They're being disobedient to parents, praise God. Man, it's just so much sin is rapid, amen, in the land, from the east, west, north, and the south, praise God. But now look, everything is shut down, praise God. And in chapter 10, look what Israel said here. While Israel prayed and made this confession, weeping and throwing himself to the ground in front of the temple of God, a large crowd, amen, not no 10 people, a large crowd of people from Israel, men, women, and children, they gathered together and weep bitterly with him. Amen. They come together, praise God, and begin to cry out, amen, unto the Lord for help. Man, if you seek, you shall find. If you knock, the door will be open. Amen. Hear me, America. Amen. It's praying time. Man, it's time to call on the name of the true and the living God. And he's God of the living and not the dead. He said high and he looked low. And he never sleep nor he slumber. He sees all and he knows all. He's always there. Praise God. He says right there with outstretched arms, saying, whosoever will, let him come. And if you come, he said, he will in no wise cast you out. Amen. He loved, amen, you today. Amen. He loved America. Amen. This nation had been founded, amen, on God Almighty. Amen. You cannot put God on the back burner. Praise God. He made the heavens and he made the earth. And everything in it, including you and I, amen, we serve a supernatural God that is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. And there is nothing that he cannot do. He's able. And the things that is impossible with man, is possible with thee. Am I right? Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He's on the move in the earth realm. Praise God. Amen. It's praying time. Amen. If you call him, he will answer. He declared in Isaiah 65:24, while you yet call him, he said he will answer. Say, while you yet speaking, he said he will hear. Praise God. And he is very swift in answering prayer. Jesus said, man shall always pray. Man, it's praying time and not faint. And that faint means don't give up. Man, how many know a quitter will never win? And a winner will never quit. Man, we got to call on the name of the Lord. Man, he will hear and answer prayer. He's the prayers in God. Amen. If Jesus had to pray, what about you and what about me? Amen. It's praying time. Amen. We got to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. He have the antidote. He have the answer. Amen. To this virus. Praise God. He's able. Amen. I thank God. Amen. Let's pray for all those that's in the medical profession. Amen. Is going on and doing all that they can do. Praise God. God give them the knowledge. Amen. To work on these bodies. Amen. But pray God, they not even exempt themselves. Amen. That is high. Amen. Trouble and dangerous it is. Praise God. But God is able to turn that bad situation and make some good out of it. He can turn a negative into a positive. Praise God. So they begin to pray and call, praise God, on the name of the Lord. And we confess that we have been unfaithful to our God, for we have married these pagan women in the land. But there is hope for Israel in spite of this. There's hope for America. Praise God. Amen. But let's put God first. Amen. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all of his righteousness. And he said, all these other things will be added. Praise God. Amen. Amen. All he's going to move, amen, on our behalf if we put God first. God want to be loved first. He want to be served first. Amen. If we lift him up, praise God. He said, if he be lifted up from the earth, he will draw all men unto thee. Am I right? All praise the Lord. Amen. He's doing some drawing right now. He's doing some drawing right now. Amen. All attention. God bless you today. May heaven continue to smile on you. Jesus love you, and Bishop do too.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We just thank God for that awesome word today coming from Apostle Porter, Bishop Porter, and Pastor Sharon. Trusting that you got something from the word today. Trusting that you believe that you serve an awesome and powerful God, and nothing is too hard for him. So, you know, you tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That call-in number is 347-857-3925. So join us tomorrow night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference line. That call-in number is 480-660-2316, code 3333-POUND. That's 480-660-2316, code 3333-POUND. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop worrying,
I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things
start happening.
Struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah. My sister, you can't handle it. Let God.